Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Here's my lovely co-host, Nicole Six. She's toasting to you. You want to say hello to
her? Good evening.
There you go. And we've got quite a show tonight. Right now, we've got an empty studio, but soon it will be overrun with clowns. And we will talk about that in just a moment. If you're tuning in hoping to hear Holly Hart or see Holly Hart, I do apologize. She was supposed to be here. She's scheduled to be here today. I got something from Rage and really last minute. She's shooting a scene, and I don't want to take money out of anybody's mouth. So we are going to, no pun intended. So you might want to pull up your pants, drop the lube. She's not going to be here tonight, but she will be here later on. She's going to be back in March.
They can keep the, if clowns are your thing, keep the lube. We don't judge.
Or Nicole's your thing, or I'm your thing, whatever you want. I mean, the Dark Mark Show is good like that. But we will be having the Yeasty Boys will be here, and it's a show you don't want to miss. We haven't done an all-clown show in a long time.
I don't think I've ever been on for an all-clown show.
Or multiple clown show. We
multiple
have had
clown. Clown on clown.
It's been only one clown at a time for a long time. Because
you're our only clown.
Very funny. Anyway, so let me do the sponsors really quick. We are sponsored by Doomy's Home Cooking. Love Doomy's. I'm looking at their Yelp page right now. And Doomy's Home Cooking, if you're in Los Angeles, obviously we have people listening worldwide, Russia, China, all over the place, Italy. But if you're ever visiting L.A. or you live in L.A., go to 1253 Vine Street, Hollywood, California, 90038. Looking at the posts here, I love the veggie pot roast. Yes, they have veggie pot roast, veggie fried chicken, vegan chili cheese fries.
That sounds awesome.
For dessert, they had the deep fried Oreos. This is all vegan. On the secret menu, they had the Big Mac off their the Big Mac off the secret menu. I hear all sorts of stuff, great stuff about their jalapeno poppers. This is vegan food that does not taste vegan. It's delicious. We love it. And if there's one thing, the only thing that Jenny can agree with, our producer at the show, we love Doomy's Home Cooking. Yes, she's nodding her head. Yes,
I do too.
Yes, we love Doomy's Home Cooking. The rest of the show,
well,
not
Mac,
so much.
The Big Mac looks delicious.
The Big Mac,
I bet it tastes better than a real Big Mac.
I've heard it really does, and it is all vegan. And you have to ordered off the secret menu. So if you go to Doomy's and you order the quote-unquote Big Mac, say you heard it on the Dark Mark Show and let them know that our sponsorship is working. We love Doomy's and we love that they're our local sponsor. We have also sponsors that you can enjoy worldwide, including Audible.com. If you go to our website, darkmarkshow.com, and there's two links. There's one for Audible and there's one for stamps. If you go to Audible, you can get any kind of book that you like. Right here on the front page, they've got Amy Poehler's autobiography, Yes, Please. They have the American Sniper. I just saw the movie. I'm thinking the book's probably better. 50 Shades of Grey, Gone Girl, Alan Turing, The Enigma. But if I put in clown.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what comes up. What is Clowns of God? Whatever that is.
I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Right. Well, you might find out later tonight. But anyway. So they have clown books. We'll get back to that. Stamps.com is also our sponsor. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, and you should go to darkmarkshow.com because you can link to our iTunes and subscribe on iTunes, our YouTube page where you can see all of our past shows. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. And you can get free stamps. You can get free stamps from stamps.com. Trust me, Audible has clown books. I can't get them up. But and whatever that is. But
I was wondering what that was.
I'm not really sure. But if you go to stamps.com, because I love sending things, and I know I've been sending a lot of press things out for my comedy, headshots, comedy albums, things like that. Just a pain going to the post office. But if you go to darkmarkshow.com and click on the stamps button, you can get a free trial at stamps.com. They have a whole $100 kit, $100 value, where they give you a scale, they give you all the supplies, and $40 of free postage and a 30-day trial. If you go to Audible, you get the free audiobook, whatever audiobook you want, whether it's clown-related or not, and you can get, and that's free. Even if you cancel next day, it's still free. So grab an audiobook on me. I just drove to San Diego and back. Did a show at the Clown Me Palace, which is great. And listen to audiobooks all the way down. So I love listening to
when I travel, particularly if I'm traveling down long distances. When I go up to San Francisco, it's beautiful.
Right. And so I'm giving you a book. an audiobook. Listen to it, comedy album, whatever you want. Also, I did want to let you know, if you are in L.A., I am doing a show at Inside Jokes Comedy Club next Friday, 8 o'clock. And I'm trying to get the directions here. Inside Jokes is in the Hollywood and Highland Center, right by the Chinese Theater. It's the most unusual comedy club you've ever been to. It used to be an IMAX theater. Now it's a comedy club. And if you go to the Hollywood and Highland Center, or just follow me on any social media, it's 6801 Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. If you do follow me on social media, Goth Comedian on all social media, I have a guest list. Limited. But just email me now, or email me at darkmarkshow@gmail.com, and I might be able to get you on the guest list, but you better hurry. So that'll be next Friday, March 3rd. And that's a great, go to Inside Jokes. It's right by the subway stations there. $2 parking with validation, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to wherever you want. If you want to go to the Rainbow, if you want to go to the bowling alley there. The Bar Sinister's got a new rock club. If you're going to Club Ruin, it's great. So 8 o'clock, come see me, get some laughs, then go out and get some pussy or dick or whatever you want to do. Anyway, here are the Yeasty Boys. We've just been invaded by clowns.
Oh, are these wet wipes for us?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, for you guys, yes. These are the Yeasty Boys. These are our guests. You don't have to. We don't do wacky sound effects like you guys do.
Awesome. Yes.
If you want to do it, that's fine. We got Jay. How do I? Jay O'Clonerman.
Jay O'Clonerman. I'm a kind of an Irish clown.
You're an Irish clown.
You got Mikey Clownball.
Mikey Clownball's here, and who's the guy with the interesting hair at the end?
It's Cotton Candy Andy.
Of course, right?
That makes sense.
These are the Yeasty Boys. Now, I don't know if you're aware, my co-host Nicole Six, she is a horror writer, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but I never heard of this before, like 5 years ago, but now everybody's telling me they have fears of clowns. Nicole, can you explain this?
No, I'm not afraid of clowns.
I know you're not afraid of clowns. What is behind the fear of clowns? Because I never understood it. I know people don't like clowns. They don't find clowns funny.
I think it's a fad. I think people saw us and then it.
You guys, there's a reason to be scared of you guys that has nothing to do with you being clowns.
This is true.
And you two want to get closer to Mike if you want to talk, because I can, yeah.
They don't talk much. They got a little mime in them.
Yes. Whoa. So, anyway, these are the Yeasty Boys, and they are an all-clown punk band. And these are three of, I mean, how many people are in the band now? Because it seems to fluctuate.
It does. It fluctuates between five, actually sometimes four, we could have 10, 13 people on the stage.
How many can you fit in the tour bus?
Well, it's a short bus. So
it's a clown car. Is that a tour bus?
No, it's actually a short bus. We got an old short bus, and we wear helmets and windows, and kitted it all out for us. So we actually took it up to Berkeley and Tahoe, and just about killed it.
So people see you all of you coming.
It's great.
Like 10 people coming out of the clown bus.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Do you actually have music, like an ice cream truck?
No, not on the bus. Not on the bus.
You should.
But he is in charge of sound effects. That's what he does.
Oh,
He sings a couple songs, and he's got a little bank of sound effects. We've got the Monty Python song. We've got the what's that, Gladiator song?
So Tom Candy Andy doesn't have to play any musical instruments. He just does wacky sound effects and sings a couple songs.
We don't allow him near the instruments.
Right.
That's right.
Right. So you play bass and sing, is that right?
No, I play guitar.
You play guitar.
He plays guitar.
He
sings a couple songs.
Okay.
We're missing Dirt Williams. He is sort of the founder, bass player, and also sings.
Okay, that was my next question. First off, before I get to that, Yeasty Boys obviously a play on Beastie Boys, but there's a beer called Yeasty Boys. Why Yeasty Boys?
Well, there was
a New Zealand
clown band before.
I'm hoping to get funny stories. That's what the show's all about. Let's hear it.
The comedian, right?
Yeah.
Well, before any of us actually had anything to do with it, Dirt's non-clown band did a gig with Noses and Wigs and sort of just threw the idea out there with their current band. Well, right. Two of the guys stayed with it.
And what band is that?
It was called Midlife Chrysler. It was an OC about 10 years ago, I suppose.
Right.
And he threw that out there. One of the guys liked it and stuck around. Two of the guys bailed. Well, if you bail on the Yeasty Boys, you're getting goofed on all the time. So
if you can't hack into the clown band, I don't know what band are you going to be able to hack it in?
That's right. So one of the guys, let's see, how can I put this? His girlfriend had an issue. And so they named the band after her. Yes. I assume she does it still, but, you know.
So she had, it's uncensored. Say whatever you want. So
there
she had
an issue.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little gross.
Yeast it took me a second to get there, and now I wish I hadn't got there.
So she had a yeast infection.
She needed those wet wipes.
That's right.
Right. So they named the band after her.
Oh, okay.
So when we got there, it was already a done deal.
All right, but you're aware there's a beer called Yeasty Boys.
Yes. Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah. Right. New Zealand.
We're trying to get them to send us some.
Because I was looking, I tried to look at you guys up on Twitter, and they got the Yeasty Boys name.
I also saw there's the Yeasty Girls. I don't know what that is.
I wouldn't want to be named Yeasty Girls.
No, I know. That's worse than us.
Mm-hmm. There's the Yeasty Girls?
Yeah, it's a band, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Really? Are they clowns, too? Because the thing is...
I don't think so.
No, they're older. I think that's 80s, isn't it?
I don't know. I just saw that. I kind of went on pass.
because there's the Circus Jerks...
Uh-huh.
I mean, you would think that, like, it would be a clown-themed name. Like the Bozos.
No.
Are you talking about that other clown band?
We don't want to make it that obvious.
Yeah.
The series called the Circus Jerks.
Oh, yeah, we play with them sometimes.
Yeah.
We played with them. They owe us money.
They're rivals of ours.
A lot of people owe us money, just about everybody.
And by the way, Nicole, I don't know, these guys, some of them, they're very, very notorious.
Okay.
There's a whole story about the gold spike in Las Vegas.
Well,
Cotton Candy Andy, you got to tell me about this now.
Good, Andy.
There's all sorts of urban myths that happened at that one.
Okay, so let's set the scene because there's a festival they have every year, Punk Rock Bowling.
Yep.
In Las Vegas, and you guys actually were not officially part of Punk Rock Bowling, but apparently you've transcended it.
Correct.
And there's a legend about the Yeasty Boys and Punk Rock Bowling. Please elaborate.
Well, we go to the Punk Rock Bowling deal and play at the Double Down Saloon. We're good friends with them.
I love the Double Down. The Estes.
That's
you ever been to Double Down?
No. We should all just leave right now and go to Vegas.
You got to try the ass juice when you go there.
When you go to Vegas, you have some ass juice.
Out of a toilet.
Wonderful.
So it's hard for us to get on that one. I guess there's politics. They don't like clowns in Vegas or something.
Maybe there's more like a clown union.
We goof on a lot of the bands that are out there.
Did you try to get booked at Circus Circus or?
We talked to them, but they didn't want anything to do with any bands.
Right.
So we went with Double Down. We've played there before, and we've all played there in other bands too. And it's a great place. We love that place. And Moss that owns it also does Frankie Tiki Room, and he's also a writer.
It's also the birthplace of the Bacon Martini.
Yes, and it's still the original one. I think is still sitting on the shelf.
Very nice. So before we get to the Punk Rock Bowling, so I've heard a lot of different things about you and your music because I've seen a couple clips, but somebody was saying that you were just a Beastie Boys cover band, which you're not.
No.
Not even one.
You might do a Beastie Boys song, maybe.
Not even one.
No. Yeah, we have, actually. We used to do, long time ago, we used to open
He would
up
never with... do a Beastie Boys song.
No.
It was only an intro.
Are you okay with an intro there?
Maybe. I guess.
All right, because I don't want to piss off.
A sampling of a band.
Wait a minute, you don't like the Beastie Boys?
No, I do. Their first album.
We don't give him a vote, so.
Right.
What about Check Your Head?
Paul's Boutique is great. Stop it.
Yeah, that's good.
I like the Beastie Boys.
I love the Beastie Boys. I think they're a great, great band.
He's too young for the Beastie Boys.
He's into Taylor Swift.
Have you played any Taylor Swift?
No, that we haven't.
But then people tell me that you do punk rock songs, like covers of punk rock songs, but twist the lyrics.
Correct. So it's all mostly about circus. Some of the stuff is already kind of circusy, so we just leave it there.
But I've got a CD here, and are these original songs?
Those are original for somebody. For us, we like to call them covers or maybe satire, whichever one would be less of a
clown
lawsuit.
Clown parody.
If we ever make any money, and whichever one is less of a lawsuit, then that's the one.
Well, I think our viewers are thoroughly confused.
Like, should we play something?
Well, I was just about to play something, but go ahead before I play it.
For example, Clowns of the Doll Hut is the Doll Hut's place that we play quite a bit. It's sort of our home club where we play a lot.
And that's not in Orange County, right?
Right. Right by Disneyland. When the fireworks go off, they're right over your head.
Right,
it's great.
Right.
So there's a song by a band that I used to be in, The Adolescents, that's called Kids of the Black Hole.
Right.
Which was a place where in the early 80s, we used to hang out there. And ultimately destroyed the place. When I say we, I mean the rest of the adolescents, the guys from Social Distortion.
You had nothing to do with
the Asian Orange guys. I was in the band.
Right, but you're trying to point it off on everybody else in the band and Social Distortion.
Oh, I had no. I was
a. You were part of the destruction too.
I was an angel.
Yeah, right.
But as a parody of the adolescent song "Kids of the Black Hole," we do "Clowns with the Doll Hat."
Right.
Now, I was in the ad, so I played on that. Rick from the Adolescents also came in and sat in on the song and played on it also. So that's kind of what we do is we do songs from mostly our local area. Right. And we have the guys that originally did them come in and sit in either on the recording or live.
But did you try to get Rick Dagnew? Did you try to get him to be a Yeastie Boy?
He's done it.
He's done it a few times.
He's a clown.
He's on that album there.
Oh, Rico the Clown.
Rico the Clown.
He's an official clown.
He puts on the makeup?
Yeah. The video I sent you?
Okay.
The baby that punches the guy? That's Rick.
Right. I saw that, but I just thought it was like a cameo. But okay, he plays
a couple songs on there.
Because I did a show with him. I hosted a Semble Six release party, and he was there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, we know those guys.
And then my friend, Madam Jade, had a barbecue at her house, and they played.
Jade Paris?
Yeah,
I know her.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We played at the Punk Rock Museum the other day, and she was there.
Oh, yeah, she's great. So,
yeah, she's cool.
But it's like in the middle of her barbecue, like he just like walked off stage, and like he's a hard guy to kind of nail down.
He's a character, but he's a sweetheart. Really, I've known him since I was about 15,
right?
And kind of grew up, and he turned me on to a lot of the stuff that sort of informed everything I played since then,
right?
And you know he was in and out of a lot of the same
bands.
He's
a great musician, and
he can sit down at a piano, he can sit down at drums, whatever he wants. Right. And he's a legend.
But let's hear your legendary version. There, this is you were in the original band,
correct?
And now you're clowning it up.
Yeah,
here's Clowns of the Doll Hut. It's coming up in a second. Clowns of the Doll Hut. Oh, here we go.
There it is.
That's a little bit of Clowns of the Doll Hut by the Yeastie Boys, and it's now we got it. It's real punk rock. It's real old school punk rock, but with a clowny twist.
Exactly. And most of the guys have been in bands before. For example, our drummer was in China White.
Right.
Like I said, Rick jammed with us. We've had Tiny from TSOL sitting on drums.
I saw that. I mean, these are punk legends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you get them to dress up like clowns and
Tiny put on a nose. You know, Rick does the full makeup.
Okay. Casey Royer's full clown.
He's got a clown name. Yeah. Clowny Royer from
Now, how do you get a clown name in the Yeastie Boys?
Well, either we give you one or you make one up, you know, whichever.
Okay. You have to earn it.
I saw back here you have clown dancers.
Yes,
two of them.
The live show is quite notorious. We'll get to the Vegas story in a second, but you've been banned from a few clubs. And
quite a few.
We make a mess. We make a little bit of a mess. It's all in fun.
Is it you or is it the audience or both?
Both. Yeah, we have confetti, we have streamers, we have a lot of beach balls, we have balloons. You'd be amazed how hard somebody can throw a beach ball
right
in your face.
Oh, I know.
And so there's a lot of back and forth, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's better than a beer can, I suppose. But we...
So when was the last time you were bashed with a beach ball?
What was it, last Friday? Last show.
Yeah. I had someone throw a beach ball right into my mic and hit me right in the teeth.
Oh, I had
that one. That happens all the time.
I had Bigfoot put her tits on my guitar.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Wait. Who's Bigfoot?
This was brutal.
I don't know what she was.
Was that girl that didn't have her pants on?
Yes.
Well, I guess it was a new fan. I've never seen her.
I never saw her before.
She got in front of us while we were playing. It was really getting into it, you know, and kind of taking over some of the slam pit.
Well, why do you call her Bigfoot? I mean, she looked like
a monster.
Big. Yeah, she was.
She was big and serious. <Yeah. laughs> And it started off with her. It's very small stage there. It's real small. The doll has, you know, legendary how small it is.
Right.
And hey, Mac. And she got up in front of the stage and just had to put her tits on my strings. And he was, you know,
she had to do it.
She pulled her whole pounce down, and she was letting everything hang out.
See, JFC affects women like that.
Well, I was gonna say.
They can't help it.
Now, if clowns frighten people, and they get that kind of visceral reaction from people. Clowns must turn women on. There must be a subset of
them. There is a pretty big subset, actually.
But please tell us about the clown groupies. I want to hear these stories.
Well, they range from, I guess.
Tell me your story. What are you thinking of right now? I want to hear this.
I have zero story on that. But
you're the little clown.
I'm the little clown.
You're the young little cute clown.
He hasn't taken advantage of it yet, but we're gonna make him. We're going to force him.
They've been trying to corrupt me for 3 years.
Have you seen things? Is there anything you can tell us that you've seen?
We've seen so many things. I mean,
and it's uncensored. Please, no restrictions. Tell us what's going on.
Well, the one that was all over me ended up in front of him with her pants down, and she had the biggest pair of panties I've ever seen.
Oh, they were like,
and they were ripped all the way down the back too. It was not a pretty
picture. The crack was showing. You know,
yeah.
She was digging it.
Wait a second. She was wearing granny panties.
Yes.
And the crack was split.
And she's big.
Yes. Yeah, she was large.
Were there any shit or menstrual stains? Or?
She was closer to you. You tell me.
I think she pissed herself a little bit because she was just excited.
I think that might be, and I know you're a young man, but when we get excited, sometimes they get wet. It's the whole thing.
He got her to squirt.
Well, cocktail. You did get her to squirt. Did you get her to squirt? Clowns, it's very easy. He's got the flower right there.
Yeah, right there, you go. The squirting flower.
As the guitarist, you know, we have the magic fingers. So.
That's right.
So you were using the magic fingers.
I mean, I was just showing them. You know, I didn't have to do anything, and she just let go.
Yeah,
and split her panties.
Yep. Right now,
she dropped them on the floor.
Yeah, she dropped them.
And then her pants.
Right.
Yeah.
The water pressure.
Candy, you are a good looking guy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you've got the best hair here. I mean, it's very Lady Gaga-ish. I'm sure you get.
She did see one of her shows like 5 years ago, and then she got all big right after that.
Right.
That's weird.
Give her a boost, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you must have some groupie stories. The girls must see the cotton candy head and go crazy.
I got certain. A type of girl that you know wants to be around, and they want to eat the hair. They do. They want to eat it. They, you know, I like the big ladies. Like
that might be your cat.
Well, not like Bigfoot. You like?
Yeah. I never seen that Bigfoot girl before. That was.
I don't know where she came from. I haven't either.
When you say big, do you mean like vertically or horizontally?
Like horizontally.
She was short and stubby.
You like some ass?
It was like that AC/DC song.
I like ass. Yeah. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah. You like a big ass.
I like ass, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you like a big ass. You like a big girl.
Oh, I love big girls.
I think that was a little extreme, maybe, even.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be cracking a smile. I think he's serious.
He's very serious.
I like voluptuous women, right. Yes.
Sure. So what was the last time a girl came up to you after the show and tried to proposition you?
Friday night.
Yeah? What happened?
I bat her off with a stick.
Really?
Was it Bigfoot?
Was
it Bigfoot?
No, it was not. No, it's flattering and all, but, you know, I think is weird is, I've been married for 25 years, so, you know, she's
probably
cool
listening is what he's saying.
Right? No, but what I think is weird is when they do approach you and it's obvious that that's there, they don't have any idea what I look like.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, there've been a couple that latch on and they stay around and then, you know, you do, you know, you take your makeup off in front of them, and then they see what you really look like, and then you just never see them again.
Head for the hills. Yeah.
Has that spoiled the...
It's okay. It happens to women all the time.
I might be the only one in the room that's indulged with the full costume on.
Right? Oh, really? Was she in full costume, too, or was she...
It was great. No, she was in no costume, birthday costume.
So she had white stuff all over her body?
Yeah. She wanted
very
more.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
That's great.
How did she approach you?
Just at a gig.
Okay, she just you're hot. You're a hot clown. I want to have clown sex.
Come on, look at me.
Look at him. He's a legend.
I can hardly resist.
What you want to hear is, remember what happened to Kevin 11 in Vegas?
Let's hear what happened to Kevin 11 in Vegas.
That just sounds like a story.
He's this young kid that loves the band, you know, and he's a very energetic kid.
The guy went out and got a tattoo the size of his arm. And he wants us to throw a benefit to get it colored in.
So he's, you know.
He's going to be waiting a while.
Sometimes he can't get into shows and things. And so we, let him have some of our makeup.
Is he 11 years old?
No, really? He's not.
He just turned 21.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, a beautiful woman was chasing after him in Vegas, and he took her and did the deal.
I didn't know about that.
Did you know about that?
No, was he clowned up?
He was clowned up. She thought he was with us.
Oh, very nice.
He must be one of those.
What year was that?
That was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, we've been doing it a couple of years.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, geez.
So you guys just started like 2013, 2012?
We'd been going a couple of years before that. That was our first album. Let's see. We must have started around 2010 or so, probably.
It's about 5 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Just around five.
And actually, I think I'm probably the elder clown here. Yep. And then Andy, and then Mikey.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious the age difference here. I mean, right. you're an old school adolescent. And right. What bands were you in, Cotton Candy? Before
I was in a band called Juggernaut. I was also in a band called Plan 9.
Okay.
And that stopped in about 99.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It stopped at about 09, and then I jumped on with these guys.
How ironic. And and what band were you in before the
Yeast? Well, I'm still in a couple, but the 405 Pileup. And before that, in 2008, I started guest appearing with TSOL.
Oh, very nice.
That was the first time I ever saw this kid. He was the kid playing with TSOL at the picnic in front of 5,000 people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What, were you like 10?
Let's see. I must have been...
You were young.
Oh, I was just turning 16. It was my 16th.
Oh.
How does a 60-year-old kid get on stage with TSOL?
Exactly.
This story you can tell.
Because he rips.
Well... I don't know. I got offered to, which was an honor, in 2008 to play at the observatory. At the time, I think it was the Galaxy. Right. I don't really remember when that changed, but they offered me to play as a guest guitarist, and I was 13 at the time.
How did they hear about you?
Well, family, friends, and stuff. You know, we've grown up. I mean, that's how you know. I know any of these guys.
His dad's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
he is friends of, you know, everybody, the Smut Peddlers, TSOL, us. And
That's pretty cool. So you were 13 playing with TSOL.
Yeah, 13.
In front of 5,000 people.
Well, the first one was at the Galaxy, and that was a packed show. I don't know how many people
that
holds.
When TSOL plays there, it's packed.
Yeah, it's probably...
Well, TSOL plays anywhere.
Yeah. And then they just kept offering me to come back. And
well, that's because when you nail it in front of 5,000 people, you show that you can handle it.
Yeah, it was definitely an honor, and I can't show my gratitude enough. But that's kind of like how I met these guys. But the funny story is at that punk rock picnic.
Let's hear this. I want to hear this.
This guy named John Gahooly. He was off to the side. I don't know who this guy is, and I'm standing off to the side of the stage waiting to go on.
That was for you, Holy.
Nicole, stop it. We have guests here.
Yeah, that's for me.
Sorry, I had pears.
So this guy...
Nicole, I told you not to eat before the show. What's the matter with you? Go ahead.
We've never seen this guy before, and he's sitting off to the side of the stage, and I'm about to go on to the guitar tech has my guitar ready to... I'm about to go on. And this guy sits right in front of me taking pictures. He was taking pictures for OC Weekly.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I tap him on the shoulder. I say, hey, man, I'm about to go on. He turns around and goes, yeah, right, kid. And then just continues, and he just stays right in front of me. I'm like, hey, man, listen, I'm seriously about to go on.
I'm gonna go on.
And he's like, dude, just move. You know, he just kept... doing that.
Were you clowned up or
no? No. This is with TSOL.
Yeah, this is
punk rock. Yeah. This is at
so you're with TSOL at the punk rock picnic.
At the punk rock picnic.
Huge crowd.
Yeah, so it's
it was huge. So
outdoor festival.
And I'm standing on the stage waiting to go on, and then all of a sudden I get up on the stage, or I'm, you know, they're giving
me
my guitar.
He's looking at you with his little camera.
And then all
like,
of a sudden he's taking pictures of me, and he's going, "Oh shit!" You know, like,
right.
I had no clue that I thought this kid was just, you know, messing with me.
Right.
You know,
right,
I had
right.
no clue. So after the show, he came up to me and apologized, and he happened to be a previous clown in the Yeastie Boys, and so he brought me to the ringmaster, Dirt Williams. And
Is he the ringmaster?
He is the ringmaster.
The green hair.
Yeah, he's the green hair clown.
Okay.
But they offered for me to do a fill-in for another clown for 2 months. You know, they wanted, you know, for 2 months of shows, they wanted me to hang in there and just play a couple shows. All of a sudden, you know, there's complications within the band, and I earned a spot for myself. So that's been, you know, 2.5 years
ago. It tends to kind of go like that.
How many Yeastie Boys have come and gone?
I think I counted
20.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 20.
Might be a little more than that.
How many have been on, what's the most amount of Yeastie Boys on stage at one time?
Oh, when we play at the big show, when we'll do like a House of Blues or a Galaxy or Observatory or something like that, everybody wants to come.
Yeah, the clowns come out of the woodwork for the big shows.
Yeah, which is great. You know, that's great.
People in the crowd even clown up and they get up on stage.
Which begs the question, and I hate to ask it, but I have to ask it. Do you get juggalos in the crowd?
No, we don't really see much of that. It doesn't really. It's a totally different scene, I think. Yeah,
I'm surprised.
I hear people say that a lot, but I never
mostly
see
just
that
punk
kind.
Fans then,
for the most part, yeah. And you know, I've seen people kind of skeptical, but really, you know, musically, you heard we pretty much deliver, you know, old school.
It's a completely different time of music, but I would think with the clown thing, it's like, all right, well, here's another clown thing. Let's check it out.
You would think. You would think. Yeah,
is there beef between the Yeastie Boys and ICP? Do you guys have beef?
No, I like them.
I would say they're a bit vanilla compared to ICP.
I've heard, you know, I saw a couple of videos of them live, and I've heard some of their tunes. I like them. I like them.
Well, that makes one of us. But I think the concept is great. I think the concept is great. I think they have no musical talent. My opinion,
you guys
ICP,
do have musical talent though.
If they had musical talent at all, or they could rap at all, they'd be bigger than Eminem. They'd be the hugest band in the world. But I don't think they can rap in it. I don't think they're musical.
I agree, but that's kind of part of the thing, is that they suck and they
so, you
know
think, so you think the clown?
The clown thing is great. The clown thing is great.
That's the reason.
That's why I think they're funny on interviews.
Right.
I like the gathering of the juggalos. Like, I mean, I'm surprised you haven't been approached for that.
Well, except for the deaths, I guess. The gathering of the juggalos is great. The overdose deaths and stuff.
You know.
And the hatred of cats. I love cats.
They hate cats?
Well, I grew up with a rough crowd, and
they hate cats. I didn't know that. I love cats too.
This is like circa.
Wait, they don't like the musical cats or the
cats in general. They did bad things.
Yeah, who doesn't like the musical cats?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
We have a caller for the clowns. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Reagan Armstrong. Hey, Mikey. Hey, JOC.
Reagan Armstrong is on the phone.
Oh my God, it's Reagan.
Which begs the question: who the fuck is Reagan Armstrong?
What's going on, Reagan?
Reagan, who are you?
I'm one of the Yeastie Boys' biggest fans.
Oh, okay.
And I love Dirt Williams. I'm sorry he's not there.
Reagan, how did you hear about the Yeastie Boys?
JOC is an old-time friend. I'm an old-school Fullerton boy, and I've known John since I was about 16. So there you go.
And how many shows have you been to?
Oh, only three.
Right? Is that enough? What's the weirdest thing you've seen at a Yeastie Boys show?
I have a question.
All right, well, it was
for Dirt Williams, but since he's not there, I'll just ask the rest of the band. I was curious how Dirt feels about being the Lance Bass of the Yeastie Boys, and if the other members of the band are encouraging him to come out.
Okay, so he's inferring that Dirt Williams is gay, and you guys are going to encourage him to come out.
He used the word Lance Bass.
There's a lot of history between Dirt Williams and Reagan Armstrong. They've been... Facebook
are their boyfriend and girlfriend?
I think they might be.
There's a lot of something going on there.
Is Dirt your boyfriend, Reagan?
No, he's not my type.
He's not his type. I don't know about that.
Reagan, what's your type?
You know, I'm into vaginas, not penises.
I think that little hesitation meant yes.
You seem to be very curious about other men's sexuality.
Well, I have a question for Reagan. So is your last name actually Armstrong, or is that a rancid reference?
Originally, it was... wait, what was my name originally?
It's been so long.
I had to switch it to Armstrong because Facebook got mad at me. So, there's history there. It's a big backstory that I really don't have time to get into.
I thought he was going to make a Stretch Armstrong reference. I didn't know what was going to go on. So answer the question. Since he's the Lance Bass of the band, have you encouraged him to come out, Dirt? And is that ever going to happen?
I thought he was already out.
It was the Justin Timberlake.
That's him, obviously, the boy band.
Whoa. Why are you keep pointing the finger at me, man?
So that begs the question, too. Are there male Yeastie Boy groupies? Besides Reagan.
Reagan and Hans Shadow Spawn.
Yeah, I think
Hans Shadow Spawn.
No, he's not.
He's more of an enforcer.
Hans is one of them.
No, I don't think, that's a good point. I don't think we've seen that. Not that I want to. But I don't think I've seen
Fans you can get.
Exactly.
Right, we'll discourage it, but,
so when you say groupie, it kind of changes to another place.
Groupies,
boys,
no.
My family's
Ashley,
waiting to watch American Idol with me, so I got to go.
Bye, Reagan.
Wait, Reagan, you're watching American Idol with your family and you're straight?
Don't judge.
All right, you're straight.
Don't judge, Reagan.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Thanks.
All right, see ya.
See ya Friday.
All right.
Right on.
That's right. You guys have a show Friday.
We got a show Friday at the Doll Hut. We're playing with Dirty Hammer, the Skeebies, the STDs, and Los Brigands.
That sounds like quite a show.
You're going to catch something.
Should we get
scurvy or an STD?
You just might.
Right. That's at 107 South Adams in Anaheim. And we're playing back up in L.A. in March on the 27th at Cafe Nila. 1906 Cypress. I've never been there, but I heard it's a cool place.
What is that?
Cafe Nila?
I think it's Nella.
It's Nella, yeah. I've been there.
On March 27th.
March 27th.
Never been.
A little ways out there.
No, it's I think it's around. It's pretty close to here, actually.
Really? Yeah, okay, right on.
Cafe Nila. Oh, we've got all sorts of callers here.
Caller.
You're on with the Yeastie Boys. I'll tell you what they say. Hey, caller.
Hello.
You're on the Dark Mark Show with the Yeastie Boys.
Was this some kind of delay?
Are you listening to the show? Hello? Who is this caller?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
You're
on the air.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
I'm calling them to let you know.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
It's off.
Thank you. There's no delay, I don't think, anymore, right? Who is this?
Since I turned it off.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dirt Williams.
We've just been talking about you, Dirt.
He knows.
Hey, Dirt, what's going on?
I think he's listening.
I just talked to Bigfoot, and she said she's going to kick Lady Gaga's ass.
Oh,
I got to meet this Bigfoot. Could you bring Bigfoot in next time?
We want to get that on film.
He said that he talked to Bigfoot, and she's going to kick Lady Gaga's ass.
I believe it.
When you say Lady Gaga, do you mean cotton candy or the real Lady Gaga?
I'd be see that.
Actually, that's Reagan's girlfriend, but. She has a
Reagan's girlfriend's Bigfoot? Oh, my God.
That makes sense. Yeah. And we're all full circle now.
It's all making sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Dirt, thanks for calling in.
Hey, did Reagan tell you about his new tattoo?
What is it?
Yeah, Reagan just got a new tattoo of a vagina on his butthole.
Dirt, bringing up the oldies. Hey, Dirt, I'm going to gloss over the Lance Bass question, but what were you thinking when you founded the Yeastie Boys? How did you come up with the idea of a clown punk band?
We just did it as a joke one time, and the name came from the original guitar player who gave his girlfriend a yeast infection.
We heard.
Yeah.
They were very shy about talking about it, but I got the yeast reference. So it was just a one-off thing, and then it just keeps growing and growing, right?
Yeah, we just did it as a gag because Doll let us do it, and it, the reaction we got from it, we knew we were onto something, so it just kind of evolved from there.
Have you always found clowns to be punk or?
What?
Clowns are like the punks of the circus, right?
Oh yeah.
That's a good point.
They are, yeah. They're always causing pranks.
Yep,
I like that.
That's right.
And Dirt, you seem to be a little more open than everybody else. Now, we were going to talk about We're going to talk about the clown groupies, but also you guys have caused a lot of mayhem and you've been banned from clubs. What specifically has gotten you banned? Because we're talking about the punk rock, the infamous Las Vegas gold spike incident.
That show never happened.
Right.
That one we got cockwalked and kicked off before we even got there.
So, Nicole, what I've read on the internet, and please tell me if this is true or not. So Punk Rock Bowling, you guys were not booked for Punk Rock Bowling. Well, you booked a show at the Gold Spike, which is one of the oldest hotels in Vegas, downtown.
Right.
Then what happened?
Well, what we did is I booked a show because they had done a pool party there the year before. So I booked on an alternate day, even though it was the same weekend the following year. And I went through Gold Spike. They approved it. I copied all the emails. I CC'd the emails to who are those guys? TKO Records?
Yep.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah, it's TKO.
Runs Punk Rock Bowling. Right. And they never responded until
BYO.
At
TKO.
One point, the Gold Spike got back to me and said, we need $2,500 for you guys to play.
Wow.
And then when I tried to negotiate with them, they go, no, you can't play at all. So they got strong-armed by the actual Punk Rock Bowling guys that didn't want us to do it, and they started accusing us of trying to muscle in on their territory, like they own Vegas that weekend. We're like, oh, okay, fuck you, we'll go play Double Down.
So Punk Rock,
that's right, and have some ass juice.
So basically, Punk Rock Bowling told you there couldn't be any more punk rock shows that weekend.
Well, they just didn't want us to do it because they said we did it without their permission, which we didn't because I CC'd all the emails to them. But whatever, we'll be playing there the third year in a row this year, that weekend at Double Down on May 24th with El Nada, Chica Diabla, and Rodents of Unusual Size, so they can suck it.
Yeah. That sounds good. But you've been banned. You said you've been banned from 15.
Right around 15, yeah.
Okay, so it's all just the mess that you guys make, or are there lewd and obscene things that happen on stage?
It's all of the above.
It's too loud.
It's mostly the mess. It's a big mess.
Well, you know, a lot of they don't like it when alcohol bottles are broken by beach balls. It happens quite a bit.
Or chandeliers.
What kind of beach balls are you using? You get hit in the
regular
nose.
Kind. Regular,
it's like metal beach balls. Feel like soccer balls.
It's like 24-inch beach ball. You know, but they don't like it when the chandeliers gets broke. You know, or.
Yeah,
a little bit of
whatever, you know.
So
you've broken chandeliers? Where did you break a chandelier?
To Alex's bar, I think.
That's another infamous incident. You guys got banned from Al's bar.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit more. We played with a band that decided to dump over a trash can full of bottles and glass in everywhere. We didn't do that.
But the glass ended up in...
Well, everywhere.
Yeah, we got blamed for it.
We do get a lot of blame because other bands will play with us and they'll bring a bunch of
food, and they'll
throw it out and then
tortillas,
the clowns that did it, you know.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah.
No,
people just don't like clowns.
Yeah. Right. I would imagine it's probably hard to follow you guys after your set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have heard that.
Yeah. Have you heard that, Dirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, please. Easy with the sauerkraut.
Excuse me.
Oh, that was you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cotton candy. Do you have any other sounds besides the fart sounds? Because those are always gems.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And those are real farts by him, by the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This that's right.
He calls it art.
And he records his own farts and plays them at the show.
So they're
not
fake.
You got to do something, you know.
So now we're talking
real.
Because if you use a fake fart, it's not art.
Yeah,
you have to do yours art, and then if you put it through the PA and blast for everybody, then it is art.
Right. There you go.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
You guys fart on stage.
I do.
He does.
As much as possible.
You can't have fart without art.
No. Art makes me fart.
Dirt's onto something.
When I do, I go onto his side of the stage.
Yeah, right.
It was interesting because I had Richie Ramone in here. Last month, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And I asked him because we had Lenora Claire on who's doing a documentary on fart jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked him about, who's the loudest farter of the Ramones. And he's like, we didn't really fart. We didn't big farters. I'd imagine you get all you clowns on a short bus.
Yeah.
There's a lot of farting going on.
Oh, it's bad.
I just don't believe that. People
bad.
Fart.
On the road, eating
that
bad.
That was a real one.
That
Isn't
was
that
real.
Crazy?
Right.
We actually played with Richie's brother, CJ.
Right. But so whose farts are the loudest and whose are the smelliest from the Yeasty Boys?
Well, Dart's the smelliest. I know that.
Yeah, he could have some issues.
Hence the name.
I was about to say, yeah.
No, hands down. Remember, you know, when we our original guitar player, Pat Clown, he could fart so loud.
Pat Clown?
Pat Clown farts
loud.
Yeah,
he was
loud.
A really loud one. Really was, one time, yeah. I don't think
I'm going to have to go ahead and give that one to Pat.
These guys weren't in the band, but we played a gig, and he was really drunk and lost his phone and blamed it on the club.
Oh,
and it was kind of convoluted, but... It ended up with him at 3 a.m. shitting on the door of the club.
What?
He sure did.
Oh my goodness!
I hope he got banned from that club.
Well, no, he didn't because
you got to finish the story.
He went back there and he cleaned it up and he felt guilty.
How is that?
Exactly.
No wonder he's not a Yeasty Boy.
He made that story.
Oh yeah, I actually have pictures somewhere.
There's a photo of him cleaning up his own crap.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dirt, do you remember that?
Was he still drunk when he cleaned it?
He might have been crying at the time.
No.
At the time of the cleaning,
he was drunk, crying. Cleaning up his own feces outside of a club.
That night was a triple whammy.
The sound guy was fucking with us.
Shit, he had the clown makeup on.
And then the promoter clapped
on the club door.
So he went and shit on the door.
Hold on. Dirt, you had some more background on this story, please.
That night, Pat lost his phone. The promoter slipped out the door without paying us.
Oh.
Again.
And he was convinced that the sound guys were fucking with our sound on stage. So he went and shit on the front door after everybody left.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, this is probably what would be a good time to mention no smoking in the studio, but that's okay.
It's vaping.
I know it's a vape pen, but...
I'm with you.
You know, I'm just telling you.
There is a song on there that's called You Drive Me Vape. So that's...
You're promoting it.
Okay. So I'm driving everyone vape.
So that's okay.
It's okay. Just vape. Because it's on the album.
All right, he's just trying to pull the album.
I follow you.
It's okay. It's all right. The couple pops are all right. So wait, we were talking about a guy shitting on the outside of the club. So here.
It wasn't just a guy. It was Pat Clown.
It was Pat Clown. Yeah.
And Pat Clown is really
the guy is Pat
is
Clown.
Really who? Like is he
Beg
in the band?
No,
is he
we don't really need bro. To know that.
He quit. Yeah.
Oh, he quit. But I mean, is he in a regular band? I mean, is he like an old school guy? Is he?
He was with Dirt.
Didn't he start with Midlife Chrysler?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah okay. He played in Midlife Chrysler and a couple of faggy bands before that.
Faggy bands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, really bad.
So he was lucky to be a Yeasty Boy.
Yeah, what was that band that
More than lucky, yeah.
Oh, I've heard I've heard his stuff. It was bad.
He's the bus driver, though.
So he is the bus driver.
So when you audition new members, do you make them, like, do they have to put makeup on? Is that part of it, or?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
They did that to me.
Yeah?
They had a dress rehearsal. And
the real dress?
Yeah. It's funny because I actually failed that because I showed up without any of the makeup on and I forgot. I said, oh my God, I forgot.
Wait. You're auditioning for an all-clown punk band and you forgot you're supposed to dress like a clown.
They brought me in. I didn't audition. So they brought me in and they told me, I have to wear all this makeup and stuff to the rehearsal. There's no one there. It's just a studio. And I come in and they're like, where's your makeup? I'm like, oh, I forgot. You know, I forgot about that. And they're like, oh, well, we were just messing with you anyways. You know, so it's like a joke. They were trying to get me
to come. It's worked before. We had an interview.
Apparently it has worked.
We told everybody that we could to go ahead and wear everything and show up for the interview.
And all of us went.
One of us fell for it and I walked in with
him. Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. It was a Jeremy Brown clown.
Well, theoretically, I did fall for it, but I just forgot.
We walked into the, it was at a restaurant. We walked in, and he was in full clown gear, and one lady said, I think it's a stripper. And I'm like, man, look at that belly. That ain't a stripper.
What kind of strippers does she hire?
So I think it's an initiation prank or something. That was great. No, we suckered him in. It was good.
But Jeremy Brown Clown has also been arrested in clown.
That's true.
Did in punk rock bowling. I actually got stopped by the police there saying that I can't walk around as a clown.
Are you serious?
That happens to my friend all the time. He's not allowed to go to a lot of clubs in town.
I'm not allowed to be anywhere in Vegas clowned up. They stop me. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean,
there's a law
and
on the books.
There's,
you can't
all
be
there's a man over there with a thong, and you're telling me I can't be a clown?
Yeah, well,
a,
it's because you're not recognized on camera. That's why they won't let him into a lot of venues.
Well, Dirk will tell you there's nothing wrong with a guy in a thong, but
I have a question.
That's Hans. That's Hans.
Is jail kind to clowns?
He seemed like he was having a great time. He said he had all the cops taking pictures with him and stuff. And well, he climbed on top of a on top of the bus and pretended
he
like
was surfing the bus
on Main Street in HB.
Oh, that's amazing!
And surfing if you've ever been to Main Street in HB on a Saturday night,
right.
Apparently, that's illegal.
Break the law. Yeah.
Apparently, he's in clown makeup.
Full clown makeup
on top of the bus.
On top of the bus, surfing it.
Like Teen Wolf.
Yeah. And they were we were drinking, smoking, everything in the bus. And
in my head, I'm picturing this with the theme to Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
Right.
They should give him a medal for that, not jail time. That's just amazing.
They took him away. But remember, walk home in the morning or something.
Remember, JOC, when we got went through the sobriety checkpoint,
all
clowned up, and but they knew who we were because of the Jeremy incident, and they just let us go right there.
Those clowns.
I was hammered. He was stoned. We pulled up to the thing, and the guy goes. Guy goes, oh, you guys. We go, well, what do you mean? He says, I worked security for you with the Dickies last week at the club around the corner. Go on through. Have a good show. Whoa. Then,
where does the time go? But the Dickies, when you do shows with Dickies, do you come on stage when they do Killer Clowns?
We did. Yeah. Actually, they busted that song out that night for us, and we hopped up there with them. It was great.
So if people want, and I'm sure people are going to check you guys out, Cafe Nella's on 1906 Cypress Avenue, Los Angeles, California. It's not where I thought it was. It's a different thing that I'm thinking of, but it's right by San Fernando Road. It's I've been there. It's good. And you're playing the Doll Hut tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
And if people want to get a hold of the Yeasty Boys, how do they get a hold of them? How do they check
Facebook,
it out?
By Facebook, Yeasty Boys on Facebook. You can't miss us.
Right. They're the clowns.
Facebook.
We are the clowns.
We have a Twitter account, but I can't remember the password.
So. Well, no one goes there.
That's a true clown there.
And Jay, people want to get a hold of you personally.
Jay O'Clownovan. You can link there from the clown site or just find my own. I'm the red, white, and blue head one.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't mess you. I met you through Clownlin Monroe, and that's...
we love her.
You guys are great. And if people want to get a hold of you personally...
Well, you just look for the blue wig guy, Mikey Clownball. My profile picture is... I'm standing on stage with all my clothes off except for a clown thong. You can't miss it.
You with the clown thong. I don't get it.
It's a good look for him. It is.
Cotton Candy Andy. You're on Facebook?
Yeah,
you have Facebook page?
Right there on Facebook, yeah.
Cotton Candy Andy.
And Dirt, thank you for calling in. And they can find you on Facebook and all sorts of places as well, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. I love it.
We're really glad you called.
Yeah, we're glad you called and clarified some stories. The Yeasty Boys are great.
Yeah,
go see them tomorrow at the Doll Hut.
I have to clean up the elephant shit.
Wow.
Pardon me, I had pears.
Anyway, so we'll leave it at that. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
Bye.
See you guys.
Okay, bye guys.